Members of Congress might have been a little apprehensive going into Pope Francis's speech Thursday because of the Catholic leader's recent comments on issues that have been divisive in Washington. But at least a few members of Utah's delegation to Congress were pleased with the historic address. KUER's Judy Fays reports.
All six members of Utah's delegation to Congress are Republicans and members of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. But Pope Francis's message resonated nonetheless. Congressman Jason Chaffetz said he appreciated that the Pope avoided overt political tones and dwelled instead on shared values.
Religious liberty, freedom, your ability to practice your religion is something that was part of the foundation of our nation and must be a pivotal part of us moving forward, and that certainly resonated today.
The Pope spoke of the moral obligation of the world's leaders to take on climate change, and he emphasized the importance of protecting the world's poor, who have the most to lose with the climate crisis. The Utahns highlighted instead the issues of religious freedom and the sanctity of life. Orrin Hatch singled out those comments.
He covered the whole gamut from the left to the right, but he also made it clear that we should honor life from the earliest possibilities of life right on.
Hatch greeted the Pope before and after the speech. Congresswoman Mia Love said in a statement, quote, "He spoke about values that we hold dear in Utah, a land of freedom, faith, and liberty," end quote. A statement from Congressman Chris Stewart said, quote, "He provides strength and inspiration to so many around the world," end quote. Representative Rob Bishop didn't attend the speech, and Senator Mike Lee didn't respond to KUER's request for comment. A few hours later, he was set to deliver a tribute on the Senate floor to the late LDS leader, Elder Richard G. Scott, who died Tuesday. Judy Fays, KUER News.